From being such a good climber on the rings and ladder, I get to do a superhero puzzle. What he meant was that we had just set up a couple rings and a little rope ladder underneath the tree, and since he had done a good job out there, it was his turn to play with a superhero. It's the first time that he gets to congratulate himself with a reward, all of his own initiation. But I know I had said, do you want to play puzzles? He was just simply kind of using the opportunity to reward himself. I think it's interesting, not just verbally, but also psychologically, in terms of internalization of reward structures, where you reward yourself for having done something good. Otherwise, I think Jim Connell would like this. He finished his puzzle and said, I want another puzzle, Dad. Marky came in and said, he won't get blocks.
You're dark.
No, it's okay. It's not. He won't get blocks. And we didn't understand. We thought he meant he won't get books. And I said, you can go get books. And finally he said, not books, blocks. And he won't get blocks. And then both Ross and I understood him. Ross went off to get his blocks. Marky is singing downstairs, ring around the rosy, pocket full of posy, ashes, ashes, we all fall down, which has it 100% right. Marky said, I wish the world weren't like it way it were when I was a little baby, when you were a little baby. And I said, what do you think it should be? And he said, well, that's a good question. What do you think it should be? What's the whole question?
I don't know.
Too hard a question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Dad, why do they call him so handsome?
I don't know.
Because they think he is?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not a good question.
Why?
It's probably the real question.
Yeah?
Tell me the real one. You tell me. You tell me
that. I don't know.
You think I know?
Yes.
No, I don't.
You must know. You know all the things that you need to know.
Why did the robot have four legs? What has four legs and one arm and six noses and three eyes and six heads? What has those?
I don't know.
A six-head wired robot.
Oh.
Why did that six-hand wire robot go across the street and cars splash into him and he went off his robot stuff?
I don't know. Why?
Because he was a robot and his wire fell out of his contention.
Oh, why? Well, that is silly, isn't it?
Yeah. Why was the horse made of computer?
I don't know.
Because a Dutch computer.
Because it was a Dutch computer?
A Dutch computer.
Oh, I see.
I asked Ross who his best friend was, best boyfriend was, and he said, Minio. I said, oh, he's really fun. Yeah, isn't he? And he said, yeah. He has a really brown face. I said, really? He said, yeah, that's because he has more melanin in him.
Melanin, yeah.
Melanin? Uh-huh. He said, yeah. I said, then I got around, how do you know that? And he said, catch this. What do you know? I said, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Is that a game you play at school? No, catch this. What do you know? And I said, where'd you get that? He said, I got that from television. I said, well, is that where you found out about melanin? He said, yeah.
Tell you something.
Ross got his, got something on my shirt because I put it over his head. He said, you couldn't, Dad, you couldn't have done that. He meant you shouldn't have done that, right? But it was, what did you mean, Ross?
You should have done that.
Really? What do you want to show me, little boy?
Something
that
this one.
Well, tell me about it.
It comes from a funny spot in the foot.
I said, Ross, I'm going to give you a lick back or a back lick. Which one do you like better? And he said, lick back. And he said, you can make up words like that, can't you? And I said, yeah, you can. And he said, you're a licker. And I said, is that a made up word? He said, yeah. He said, how about kisser? He said, yeah, that is too. And I said, what about running? He said, no, that's not made up. What about kissing? No, that isn't either. So it's only words with ER.
I see Luke.
You found Luke? It's hard to find, isn't it?
It's down there.
I was pouring apple juice and Martin started crying because he wanted some. He'd already asked me and I said, yeah, I'll get some. I started pouring it. And then Mommy said, Marky, what's Daddy doing? In other words, why are you crying? And Marky said, giving me some. Right? I was singing the song. Da 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 da. Ross said, "Don't sing that song." I said, "As I went, da 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 da. Nobody sing this song." He said, "What'd you say, Ross?" He said, "But Daddy," he said, "But Daddy, you're singing that song, and nobody's supposed to. In other words, you're singing the song that says you're not supposed to sing the song." So I sang it again without singing it. He thought that was right. That was good. I said, blah, 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 nobody sing this song without any tune. And this is an example of holding somebody to, explaining that someone else is involved in a contradiction, which, of course, has occurred a lot before when somebody said, but Dad, you said you'd get me such and such. Except this is a case where it's not some promise that's not being fulfilled, it's just somebody's just doing something that's contradictory. Ross said, do you think you could ever get, you could get presents anymore just like you did when we came home from our old preschool? In other words, could we have some presents this afternoon when we come home from preschool? Mm-hmm. Just like we used to have a lot of in the afternoon when we came home from our old preschool? Well, the answer is I don't have anything for this afternoon, Ross. Is that too bad? Is that good or bad? Bad? What do you want? What kind of presents do you want? Hey, Dad, you know what? Maybe you and Mom could come with us and we can go to Children's Palace. And I said, yeah, but we wouldn't buy anything. He'll come and pick us up and we can go to Children's Palace. And, I said, yeah, but we wouldn't buy anything, right? He said, yeah, but maybe the sensor scope is missing. In other words, we really want to buy R2-D2 at Children's Palace.
I want to point out that he's maintaining the after-school concept.
All right, this is all still about the after-school concept. And what he's trying to do is wheedle a present out somehow. But we've told him that we're not going to get one, and if we go to Children's Palace, we're not going to buy any toys. But he's saying that maybe the sensor scope will be missing, and then what, Ross, if the sensor scope's missing?
We have any.
Then we won't buy any toys?
Yeah.
But what if there is a sensor scope?
I don't know.
Does that mean we're supposed to buy it?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? What do you mean you don't know? You forgot the whole argument.
If there's so much money, you don't have to buy it.
He knows very well.
He knows that I've said that I'm not going to buy it.
He knows very well that
yeah.
There's a possibility that if it were there, maybe we would buy it. But he also knows that if he says that,
then he wouldn't get it.
That
yeah.
He'd be in less of a position to say that.
Right.
So he's saying, well, maybe we could just go and take a look.
Yeah, and when you get there, once we get there, then we can figure.
Discretion.
Right, once we get there, then we can figure out how to get them to really buy it. Right? Is that the idea, Ron? How are you going to get R2D2?
You're being very non-committal.
How are you going to get your parents to get you R2D2?
Say nothing.
Say nothing and hope. And what else do you do?
Work hard.
What?
Work hard with your other new toys.
Work hard with your other new toys and show that you're a good boy.
Gosh, oh, poor dear.
And maybe you'll get something nice.
Yeah.
And, oh, I know another way you can get your R2D2. Take your money out of your piggy bank. Would you like to do that? Maybe it's time to take some money out of the piggy bank.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to be nice. You can take your own little money and you don't have to be nice. Isn't that great? You like it better when you're not nice or when you aren't nice?
When
it doesn't have to be nice. It's better when it doesn't have to be nice.
You put that in his mouth.
He is nice, but he doesn't have to be nice. Okay, Ross, would you like to finish your breakfast?
Even if it doesn't cost a lot of money, we can still buy it.
How are we going to buy it? Oh, well, wait. Now, wait a second. If it doesn't cost a lot of money, there'll be no problem in buying it.
No.
So what do you mean, even if it doesn't cost a lot of money, we can still buy it? You mean that if it does cost a lot of money, then we can't buy it. If it costs a lot of money, then we can't buy it.
What did you mean? Poor Daddy tells you.
Tell me the whole idea again.
If it isn't too much money, then we can buy it.
That's what he meant, is that if it isn't too much money, then we can buy it. And what he said is, even if it doesn't. So he's got even if wrong.
Oh.
He means, if it doesn't cost a lot of money, then we can buy it. Right? And what about, even if it does cost a lot of money, then will we buy it? Not if it costs too much money, you know. And even if he doesn't finish his breakfast. I said, I suppose that we still have a lot of action figures, that we have to buy another Darth Vader case for our action figures. Because we still have a lot of action figures to buy. What do you mean, Ron? Go ahead, tell me.
That we've got all of action figures to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And that we need another Darth Vader case for some new ones.
For new ones?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which ones don't we have?
Hammerhead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to go to the old one.
What else? Power droid. Storm. We're missing Cloud. Cloud City Pilot or something like that.
No,
we got that.
No.
Oh, AT-AT pilot, yeah. Here, let me see.
We have an AT-AT driver and the...
There's another AT-AT. AT-AT pilot. There's a something pilot we're missing. Cloud something pilot.
And
there's some kind of other Imperial we're missing, too.
Cloud City...
Oh, I know.
Cloud City, what?
No, like something...
Said, today we had real very much fun.
And we had very, a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun. That's what he just said now.
Mm-hmm. Ross was talking about something he said first. When we first went in, it was warm, and then it became colder and colder, and then my back began to ache.
We got the
Oh, I'm sorry. First when we got there, it was cold, and then it became warmer and warmer.
Right. And then my back began to ache, right?
I got it.
Why did your back begin to hurt, Ross?
Because of the cold.
His back began because of the cold. Is that what you said? But I thought you said it got warmer and warmer.
First when we got there, it was cold, and I got that cold ache. That's too bad, honey.
You can get over it.
I'm telling Ross about going to New Jersey to do Hungarian folk dances, and he said, after all the trips that I have done, and what he means, I think, is after we do all the trips in the preschool, is that what you mean, Ross?
Yeah.
After we do all our preschool outings. No, Ross, we're going to do it next week, before you're finished with all your trips. Before. You're going to go on your trip tomorrow, day after tomorrow.
Zoo, right?
Zoo.
Trip park or zoo or something.
Yeah, and then we're going to go, okay? And then we'll come back and you'll do more preschool.
Okay.
Ross had forgotten Bambi's girlfriend's name, which is Feline. He said, oh no, I lost it. In other words, I couldn't remember it. He had seen Bambi yesterday. Oh, today is June 23rd. Yeah, he saw it on the 20th, and today is 23rd.
Ross said, Marky's making jokes of me, and I said, which is supposed to be, of course, Marky's making jokes about me. This morning, Ross wanted me to go down and eat the breakfast. He said, do you want to live, or do you want to die? If you want to live, you have to eat some breakfast.
Right.
That's your only choice.
That's wrong.
Ross can read large segments of The Hobbit now. He looks at the page, just like the vampire, he looks at the page and finds some words he knows, and that helps him read. Isn't that right, Ross? Do you read some of the words? And he also can read up of the foot book by himself. He didn't finish it, though, because he shifted. Right as soon as he got the pig feet, he didn't finish it up, and he went over to do the other book. Ross asked me, why are you driving today? And I said, oh, Mommy decided to stay home. He said, oh, it's okay. You know this way because you really know this way. What is it, Ross?
When I went to my old school, you went this way. And now I want to make you a Disney person for Disneyland.
Okay, and so when we went to my old school, you went this way, and now I want to make you a Disney person for Disneyland. Why do you want to make me a Disney person for Disneyland?
Went to the zoo, and he's telling me about it. He said, yeah, I went to the zoo, and I rided on the train, and I saw Thumper the rabbit. He thumped his face. Wasn't that the funny part? What else, Ross? Ross said, I went in the whale, and I saw some mice. And after that, we went in the mouse one, and then I saw some more mouse. He meant mice. Ross said, Dad, hey, wait. That was the zoo that I went to with my old class. When I was at my old school. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.